Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh is in Smithtown. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. I believe there's video out there of this. And over the weekend, Francesa visited the Barstool Studios. And he told Frank the Tank that he's not allowed to complain with the season the Mets are having until at least they lose 3 games in a row. And they promptly lost 3 games in a row. So the mush strike again.
Oh, my goodness. It really is amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's just amazing how that works. I mean, they hadn't been swept the entire year. They hadn't lost 3 in a row the entire year. And then that is said. And then, of course, now Frank is losing his mind again. But I mean,
just, you know, well, Frank, you know, it should not be the barometer. He should be the entertainment.
Yes.
I mean, just realize that he overreacts to everything.
He does. He certainly does. And I guess in the end, he's been correct because, you know, they haven't won a World Series in a very long time.
I know, but you know, last year going through all this with him, because I did that walk with him.
Yep.
I mean, he was besides himself. So, and then all of a sudden they came back. Hey, by the way, Frank the Tank last week gave an apology to Stevie Cohen, Uncle Stevie. I apologize. Remember that whole thing?
Of course.
I said, now we lose 3 games. Now we're jumping off ship.
That's right.
Show some backbone.
Yeah.
You know, stiffen up a little bit.
Yeah, he doesn't generally do that.
Well, he needs to. He needs to stiffen up a little bit.
He's not a guy who's stiffening up.
Yeah, I'm not all about this itchiness that he's bringing to this this stuff. You know, it just changes day to day.
Let's go to Tony in Lodi. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a big Mets fan. Brutal weekend. I don't want to come off as just a pure Yankee hater, but I can't stand Aaron Boone. I think he sucks. I think he's the softest manager.
Come on, you're a Mets fan.
I know, but I got to get this off my chest. So I think he's the softest manager in New York sports history. The Volpe thing, stealing third the other night. Boomer, I was taught that in Little League. You don't make the first or third out at third base. So for him to be so definitive the way he was, saying, oh, hell yeah, I was okay with it. Come on, dude. And then Dominguez getting caught sleeping at second base. He almost defended him by telling the reporters, well, guys, he thought it was strike three. I mean, what are we doing here? That team's had bad fundamentals since he's taken over in 2018, and it's because of his soft managing. I can't stand him. Thanks for letting me.
All right, Tony, you know, I know you're a Met fan, and you're allowed to have your opinions, but I'm sure many Yankee fans probably agree with you. But I would worry about our team.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because our team has had some issues, too, fundamentally.
Yeah.
Fundamentally. We've had problems.
True, fundamentally. I feel like that's a BT thing. Yeah. Fundamentally, we disagree. That has been the biggest knock on Aaron Boone since he's gotten here, is the fact that when the fans think that a guy should be talked to, or Aaron Boone should be upset, or he should pull a guy out of a game like a Gleyber Torres lollygagging, that he doesn't do it, and then that leads to this mentality of the team that, of course, blew a game in a World Series where fundamentally they were awful. Yeah. Where I don't subscribe to that.
It's baseball. There's no hard ass manager.
Not anymore.
No, they're not. And you know, now it's all about placating and pacifying and patting on the back and picking people up and never getting in their face. Never. They never get in anybody's face. So forget all of that.
And I could argue that if Aaron Boone were different and the exact opposite of what he is, that he wouldn't be the manager here any longer.
I have a feeling that there's one coach, well, maybe two coaches right now, and this includes managers, two coaches right now that are in New York that are getting ready to start their football seasons. And I do believe that both of these coaches, Aaron Glenn and, of course, Brian Daboll, will get in the face of their players. I believe that they will. Now, as far as the other sports are concerned, I'm assuming Mike Sullivan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming and taking over the Rangers, possibly Patrick Waugh with the Islanders. You know, he's been known to be a hothead from time to time. You know, as far as anybody else is concerned, baseball-wise, Mendoza doesn't get in anybody's face.
No. I mean, and sometimes maybe behind the scenes, they're a little more stern than what we see, but they're not going to, in a press conference, crush their players. It just doesn't happen that way. The closest that Carlos Mendoza did with that was talking about how he had to talk to Juan Soto about the not busting out of the box with the ball that went off the Green Monster in Boston. But that, I mean, and that was like shocking that he even said that.
Who's coaching the Nets?
Joaquin
Phoenix?
No, you know his name. I was going to say Joaquin Valenti, but I think that's Giselle Bundchen's new husband. Hold on, here it is. Jordy Fernandez, told you.
Joaquin.
It was a J.
It was a J. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. A good coach, too, that Jordy Fernandez.
I mean, I feel bad for him.
So,
staying under the radar is fine, though.
Yeah. Well,
'cause you know what? For a lot of these guys, it is survival. And how do you survive? And how do you continue to, you know, manage or coach, whatever you want to call it, just these major egos. And yeah. A guy has a bad day. Guy forgets whether or not it's strike two or strike three. Which
and
is
guys that are
in the middle of a rally, no less.
And guys that are making 10 times the amount of money that you're making, too, which is a huge disparity.
It's like you got to be half psychologist, half coach, and you're trying to survive in your own job.
I don't know if this got to you when you were away, but CeeLo played the cut on Friday. Aaron Glenn was talking about or was asked about, you know, people that were mentors to him when he got into the league as a rookie. And who were the guys that he looked up to? And he mentioned you.
I did hear that, and it was very nice. And that was, you know, he was Pete Carroll's first pick.
Yeah.
Because Pete loves defensive backs. And Aaron was, you know, was a great rookie, and he was a great guy. You didn't have to haze or anything. He had all the respect down. And I think Ronnie Lott was in the locker room, and he mentioned Ronnie. And Ronnie was a good person for him to, you know, be around and to see how you practice. And it's unfortunate that we all had to go through the Richie Kotite experiment because that's he now knows how not to do it, that's for sure. But I was also glad that he was there when Parcells got there, because I'm sure Parcells was probably tweaking him a little bit as a player. Like, oh, how am I going to have this? You know, how am I going to cover their best receiver with a short defensive back? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a man's man, like the way that we would talk to each other on the golf course when we're men.
Yeah, man stuff.
Right.
Doing so man stuff.
I would think that Aaron has a lot of that in him. And remember, you know, working for Dan Campbell, Dan Campbell's a little different. He's like he comes off as a big softy in front of the camera, you know, crying mm-hmm. and everything. I don't think that's the way he is behind the scenes.
Mm.
I think he can be one of those get in your face guys. But the game's changed. The money is so big now that the players have most of the power, and the coach has got to balance that.
So when CeeLo played that cut and he mentioned you and how much it meant to him early on in his career, I said, well, how come you haven't text Boomer back, Aaron? I mean, he gave him a congratulatory text.
And I did. I hope I had the right number. It may be actually to some other Aaron.
Yeah. Well, that was cool to hear. I think to remember that, because you had mentioned that, you know, even before Aaron had said that about how, you know, when you were there and he got there as a rookie and you were impressed by him and were drawn to helping him because you felt like he had all the qualities and then turned out to be a great player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.